Straight to some breaking news. An investigation into anti-Semitism in the British Labour Party by the Equality and Human Rights Commission has found that the party committed unlawful acts of harassment and discrimination. Labour has now suspended its former leader, Jeremy Corbyn, pending an investigation. For more, let's talk to John Rentall, Chief Political Commentator for The Independent. John, thanks for taking our call this afternoon. This is a controversy that's dogged Jeremy Corbyn, both as leader and since he stepped down. What's today's development?
Well, I mean, it's quite extraordinary for a party to suspend someone who was its leader and in control of the entire party only a little more than 6 months ago. The problem is that Jeremy Corbyn does not accept that he was part of the problem of anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. And so he has responded to this report into anti-Semitism rather defiantly and contradicting the line taken by Keir Starmer, the current leader, who says that nobody should say that that allegations of anti-Semitism have been exaggerated for factional reasons, and that's precisely what Jeremy Corbyn has just said. So therefore, he got suspended.
So this is pending, and it, presumably, is it an internal Labour Party investigation? Will it focus on him, or is it more broad than that?
Well, it's slightly awkward because one of the recommendations of the Equalities and Human Rights Commission report was that disciplinary proceedings should be an independent process, so they shouldn't be in control of the Labour Party. But obviously, the initial step of suspending the leader is taken by the party itself. Then the investigation will be done independently, or at least under an independent procedure which hasn't yet been set up. But that is the thinking. So it's an extraordinary outcome. I'm still slightly winded by it, I must say.
Yeah, and presumably, just briefly, if you can, Keir Starmer would want to put some clear political blue water between himself and Jeremy Corbyn, one would imagine.
Well, he does, certainly on the issue of anti-Semitism, he does. But you've got to remember that he was elected by a large majority of party members, many of whom had some admiration for Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, many of them are people who voted for Jeremy Corbyn for leader not so long ago. Mm. So Keir Starmer is engaged in a rather delicate political operation of distancing himself from his predecessor without disowning many of the more sort of idealistic concepts that the party members like.
John, lots more to come on this, no doubt, in the hours and days ahead, but we'll leave it there for the moment. That's John Rentall from The Independent. Thank you for that.